Today, we're going to talk a little bit about priorities. And if you wouldn't mind on the computer just staying with me, because I don't have this clicker thing. I'm not real good at that, but I trust you guys. If you do a great job, I'll bring you out on Sunday morning and get you at church. We're going to talk a little bit about priorities today. And a reality that exists for all of us is that what's important to us gets our time. What's important to us gets our time and our attention. If we think about it, if there's something that's important to us, we fit it into our schedule, we put it on our calendar, we will even say no to certain things so that we can say yes to what's important to us, right? And I want to ask you to consider, what are the important things for you? Have you ever taken the time to evaluate what the most important things in your life are? And as we go through this talk tonight, as we go through this message, as we dive into the Word of God, I just want you to keep that in the back of your mind, is what are the things that are the most important to me in my life? Because there's a truth that we all need to know and understand, that our perspective determines our priorities. Our perspective determines our priority. What do I mean by that? As human beings, we have a tendency that when we have extra of something, we waste it. Think about it. If you have extra time, you may open up Instagram and start scrolling. You might text or Snapchat or get on your phone, talk to some friends. You might watch something on Netflix or on YouTube. When we have extra time, we waste it. What about when we have extra money? We look on ways to spend that and waste it and blow it. But the opposite is also true. If we open up our checking account or our bank account and we see, oh, I'm down to my last $100, we're a little bit more careful about how we spend that money, right? When we realize that what we have is limited, our perspective determines our priority. It changes what we do with what we have. Here's the thing. Most of us don't want to waste the extra that we have, right? We have good intentions, but life happens. And we get caught up by the moment, the urgency of the moment. Have you ever heard the term, the squeaky wheel gets the grease? Whatever's most important to us in the moment rises to the top of our list, and we allow what's urgent to drown out what's really important in our lives. What's urgent takes and captures our attention, and we start to focus everything that we have on that. And in the midst of focusing on the urgent, the important sits on the back burner. So again, I'm going to ask you, what are those important things in your life that sometimes get set aside for the sake of what's going on urgently in your life? A very wise man, former president of our country, Dwight D. Eisenhower, said this, that most things which are urgent are not important, and most things that are important are not urgent. So what can we do to make some of those important things on our life more urgent? Put it in front of our faces more frequently and more often. And what are we supposed to do? What kinds of important things are we supposed to prioritize in our life? And believe it or not, the scriptures say a lot about what we ought to prioritize in life. But here's the truth. When we understand that we have a limited time, and when we understand that we have limited resources, we realize that we need to adjust our priorities. Let me ask you a question. If I was to ask you on any given day, maybe today, maybe another day this week, to give an account for your entire day, and hour by hour, you wrote down exactly what you did that day, and then at the end of the day, you came and brought me the list of what you did that day, and then I told you that that was going to be your last day, and that overnight you were going to pass away, how happy would you be with how you spent that day? I guarantee you that if you're anything like me, some of us would want a do-over. Because when we realize that our time is limited, we realize that we need to set our priorities a little bit differently. If we knew we had 24 hours, what would we be doing differently than what we would do on any typical normal day when we waste a lot of time? Because our life just gets full of stuff, right? I've got these jars here. These jars represent our lives. And a lot of these little beans and beads are the things that fill up our lives. And before you know it, our lives are half full, and the things that are important are still sitting on the table. They're still sitting on the back burner. What is important in your life? Hopefully, your relationship with Jesus is important. And so you try to prioritize and fit into your life going to church. And then you say, you know what, it's also important not only to have community with believers, but I want to be reading the Bible on my own. And so you try to jam that into your life as well and find a way to fit that in and say, you know what, I also want to spend some time in prayer. And so I want to spend about 30 minutes or whatever I can fit into my life in prayer. And you know what, I need to spend time with my family and my friends. And you know what else I need to do? I need to work on my studying and my schoolwork so I can make sure I'm successful. And before you know it, our lives look like this. Raise your hand if you can relate to this. Looking at this jar as a representation of our life, it just makes me tired. And it's sad, but this is the life of most college students today. You know what else? This is the life of most adults today. Where we just try to fit in at the end of the day all of the important things that we can't seem to have time for. Problem is that when we fill our life with the small things, we realize that we don't have room for the big things. And that which is actually important is not getting enough of our time or attention. But there's good news for us today. God offers us a better way to live. We're going to take a look at what he says in his word. Two passages of scripture we're going to look at together today. The first one's in Deuteronomy chapter 6. It's in the Old Testament. Chapter 6, we're going to look at verses 4 through 7. This is what it says. It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. Now, a lot of pastors, a lot of scholars will take a look at this and say, this is a Trinitarian theology verse. It talks about the fact that there is one God in three persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Not so fast. Because this is a verse about your priorities. And he says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. He is first. Prioritize him in your life." It continues and says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road and when you lie down and when you get up." In other words, all the time. Put God first in your life. It's an Old Testament command, but it's a command that Jesus doubled down on. Did you know that? The Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, we read these verses. Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 33. Jesus says, "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?'" In other words, the urgent things that we think are coming up in our lives that deserve our time and attention and worry, Jesus says, "No, no, 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 no. Don't focus on those things. Seek something else first." And look what he says about asking those questions. He says, "For the pagans run after these things." I want you to just take a minute and think about what you run after in your life. What are some of those things that you run after, that your friends run after, that your peers run after, that Jesus might say, "You know what? Those who don't know me run after those things." But sometimes even we as followers of Jesus Christ, we kind of fall into the culture that way. And we start to chase after the same things that the world is chasing after. And Jesus says the pagans run after those things. And don't worry, your heavenly Father knows that you need them. He says, "But seek first." If you have your Bible with you, I want you to underline those words, "seek first." Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Jesus says if we seek him first, if we seek God first and the things that are of his kingdom first, then everything else is going to fall into place. Because another truth that we need to understand is that our priority determines our capacity. What does that mean? Sometimes we flip this on its head and we think our capacity should determine our priorities. I've got X amount of time. I've got this many hours in the day that I can dedicate to things. And as they all get filled up, I'll just see how much time I have. And when it runs out, I run out. No. The actual truth is that our priorities can determine our capacity. And we can illustrate that this way. If we take a look at our lives and we start to put the big things in first, say, you know what? You know, I do want to prioritize going to church. And so I'm going to make sure that I make time for that. I'm going to fit that into my life first. And then, you know what? I'm going to dedicate time in my day to read the Bible. I'm going to spend adequate time in prayer. I'm going to prioritize that. I'm going to schedule it if I need to. I'm going to put it into my calendar. I'm going to set some reminders. And then, you know what? I'm going to spend some time with my family and with my friends and invest in them and love them. And then I'm going to make sure that I'm doing adequate job on my schoolwork and spending time on the things that I need to be spending time on. You know what happens when we prioritize the big things? Before we know it, our lives can be filled up. And we have room for all the little things that were clouding up our lives before. Because when we prioritize the big things, God says, I can give you a life that is full. Full and fulfilling. When we prioritize the things that He tells us to prioritize. This jar is inspiring. It's fulfilling. And the truth is that our priorities determine our capacity. We have got to learn to put first things first in our life. The Lord our God, the Lord is number one. Let that be true for you. Let that be true for me. This jar and this jar have the same capacity, but what allows it to be full is what we prioritize and what we seek first. And here's the reality, guys. I'm going to tell you this today. God's not going to force Himself into your jar. God's not going to force Himself into your life. He invites you to prioritize Him. But it's going to take us being intentional about spending time with God, about going to church, about reading His Word, about spending time in prayer, and prioritizing the things that He tells us to prioritize in our lives. We've fallen into a pattern in our world today as Christians that we want to put God in the mix, but we don't put Him as our first priority. We want Him there just in case we run into trouble. We want to have a relationship with God in case we have a doubt or a question about eternity that we want an answer for or we want to feel better about. We want God in the mix because if we struggle, we feel good about Him being there as a backup plan. But God says, no, that's not my relationship with you. My relationship with you is such that I put you first and you put me first. That's the invitation that God gives to you. And to me, the truth is, we're already seeking something first in our lives. And so as we close today, the band's going to come up. We're going to close with some worship. But I want to ask you to consider, what are those things that you are prioritizing? What are those big rocks? And are they finding their way into your life? What are some of the little things that are clouding up and congesting your life that you need to get rid of to make room for some of the important things? As you consider and reflect on that, the band's going to come up. I'm going to close us in prayer, and we're going to close with some worship today. Will you bow your heads with me? God, I want to give you thanks. I want to give you thanks for the opportunity we have to gather here tonight. I want to give you thanks for your word, what it teaches us about who you are, what it teaches us about who we are. God, we know that we live lives that are sometimes chaotic. Sometimes we can get pulled away by the shifting winds and waves of this life and the things that the culture and the world tells us to seek and to pursue and to build our lives around. God, they are lies. They are the sinking sand. God, help us to build our lives on the rock. Help us to build our lives around you. Help us to prioritize the things that you tell us in your word to prioritize. Help us know what it looks like to put you first in our lives. So God, I pray that tonight you'd give us wisdom to know what we need to do because of what we've heard. I pray that you give us courage, boldness, and strength to put it into practice and live it out as we go from this place tonight. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray.